Lions completed Sunfoils series victory over Titans by 8 wickets inside 3 days in Johannesburg. Resuming on 62 for 5 in their second innings, Titans folded for only 110, as only Farhan Bardeen offered resistance with 63. Brett Peltz and Cliff Deacon ended with 3 wickets apiece, with Peltz returning career best match figures of 7 for 44. Kate Cobers lead by 232 runs heading into the final day against Dolphins, reaching stumps on 260 for 6 second time around. Andrew Puttick and Stian Van Zyl added 187 for the second wicket, while Van Zyl fell for 99. Puttick ended undefeated on 123. Carl Abbott and Shaw wickets fell regularly at the other end, on route to figures of 3 for 52. Dolphins had early had their first innings advantage kept down to 28, as Justin Kemp and Dane Patterson helped mop up the lower order. Warriors have it all to do against Knights, slipping 25 for 3, conceding a first innings lead of 127. Rudy seconded 180 for Knights, and shed an astonishing 147 for the last wicket, with Cornet dry, when he not out on 43. Bashir Dean Walters was the pick of the Warriors' attack, with 4 for 75. Meanwhile, the latest round of matches in 3-day provincial competition all ended in draws. Not a ball was bowled in Windhoek, where Namibia was supposed to be entertaining Free State. Easterns had the better of the draw against Griqualand West, as skipper Ernest Kemp hit a dogged 132, while KwaZulu-Natal drew a low-scoring game with Boland after no play was possible on day 2 due to rain. Robbie Freilich returned career-best match figures of 14 for 101. The Zimbabwean domestic season finally got underway again following the player strike, after the ICC stepped in to help Zimbabwe cricket pay the players. Southern Rocks made it 3 wins out of 3 in the Pro 50 Championship, while winning a thriller against Mashonaland Eagles. Tinashe Panyangara moved last man and Maya Manyoma with 6 needed, and with figures of 4 for 50, as the Eagles were all out for 240. Elton Chagumba had to help them recover from a poor start, making 66. Rocks had early recovered from losing Bernard Mlambo first ball to Nathan Waller after choosing to bat. Skipper Richmond Mutton Barmy hit 69 off 76 balls, while Prince Maspur and Roy Kea both chipped in. Waller ended with career best figures of 5 for 63, while spinners Brighton Magocci and Prosper Utsaya both bowled effectively. Matabele Land Tuskers beat Mountaineers in Bulawayo, as contributions from most of their middle order helped them post 227 for 9, which was narrowly defended by their bowlers. Captain Sean Williams top scored with 39, while Keith De Bengal made 37, and Bonaparte Maju with 34. Tendai Chitara and Donald Topano were the picks of the Mountaineers bowlers, with 3 wickets apiece, while Shingi Mazukaza took 2 for 43. Mark Pettini then fell just short of 3 figures in the failed Mountaineers run chase, as Sean Williams took 4 wickets. Victoria is still trailing after 3 days of their Sheffield Shield match against South Australia. They were asked to follow on and close on 93 for 2. Glenn Maxwell had made it back-to-back Shield hundreds in their first innings, batting 119, but he couldn't prevent them from being dismissed to 309, despite the Redbacks 511 to 6 declared. Kane Richardson ended as the pick of the bowlers with 4 for 51. Wickets tumbled in Hobart, leaving Queensland on 11 for 1, needing another 322 to beat Tasmania. Ben Hilpenhouse derailed the Bulls' first innings midway through, taking a hat-trick, by using James Hope's Ben Cutting and Cameron Boyce. He ended with 4 for 50, while Andrew Fiquet and Sam Rainbird each ended with 3 wickets. Joe Burns carried his bat for 90 off 225 balls, as Queensland were left 167 runs in arrears. Hopes then took 5 for 59 with the ball to at least give them a chance on day 4. Tasmania declared their second innings at 165 for 9, with Luke Feldman starring besides Hopes with 3 for 41. And New South Wales closed 16 runs adrift of Western Australia on 102 for 4 in their second innings, as Jason Berendorf took 3 for 27. Warriors skipper Adam Voges' early completed century, taking his 6 wickets down with Sam Whiteman to 189. Whiteman was eventually bowled by Manjot Singh for 88, with Voges falling a little later for 155. Colts completed victory over Air Force inside 2 days in Sri Lanka's Premier League tournament. Dilawan Pereira helped Skittle Air Force for 151 in their second innings, taking 5 for 34, with match figures of 10 for 73. Fellow spinner Sashis Pathirana finished with 8 for 95, while Pishan Huish top scored for Air Force with 43. Colts then knocked off the 44 lead in the fourth innings, just the loss of Nissan Landika for 21. Elsewhere in Group B, 20-year-old Lassis Abiratne hit 234 not out, as Colombo took complete control over Badarelia's sports club. Abiratne shares stands 166-153 with Tamara Silva and Prasanna Jai Wardner, as Colombo were finally all out for 543. Imesh Idiyanga and Wickham Sanjay each ended with 4 wickets for Badarelia. They then closed in their second innings on 59-2, to still trail by 258 runs. Nondescripts closed 202 runs ahead of Moores Sports Club on 107-3 in their second innings. Moores had only been able to manage 188 in their first innings, despite of skipper Janaka Gunaratne making 69, as Ishmantha Chamira took 5-42. In Group A, Ragama reached up 158 runs ahead of Bloomfield Cricket and Athletic Club on 30 without loss in their second innings. Bloomfield managed 249 and applied to Ragama's first innings 377, as Sajiva Wirakoon and Asanka Silva shared 7 wickets. Dilshan Munawir and Suraj Randeev each hit rapid half-centuries for Bloomfield. Gayan Manisha did an unbeaten 108, as Ports Authority bounced back from 60-4 and done 278-6 against Chulor Marians. Manishan added 124 for the 6th wicket with skipper Isuru Udana, who fell for 53. Madura Adhikari had early finished on exactly 100, his maiden century, as Chulor Marians bowled out for 393 in their first innings. And Sinhalese Sports Club still trailed Tamil Union Cricket and Athletic Club by 71 runs, despite closing on 107-3 in their second innings. Tamil Union's 8th wicket pair Polina Taranga and Nisala Tharaka had early put on 165, pulled their side up to 320, and applied SSC's first innings 142. Anushka Gunathalak and Upal Bhandara ended with 4 wickets apiece for SSC. Coolmore Division completed victory by 9 wickets over Select Division inside 3 days in Bangladesh's National Cricket League, being set just 17 in the 4th innings. Select bowled out for 245 in their 2nd innings as no man passed 50, and Nahdal Islam and Murad Khan ended with 4 wickets each. Dhaka Division finally declared on 753 for 5 against Rajshahi Division, shortly after Nadeef Chad bringing the 4th Dhaka batsman to reach 3 figures. Rajshahi Division, though, were humbled for just 178 in reply, as Nazmul Islam took 5 for 55 and Nur Hussain 4 for 38. Farhad Hussain top score with just 49. Dhaka then puzzlingly declined to enforce the follow-on and closed on 28 without loss. Asif Ahmed completed his 3rd century in as many games, as Dhaka Metropolis rang per division 182 to win, by making 373 in their second innings. Wicketkeeper Sagir Hussain was last man out for 44, Arif al-Haq ended with 4 for 98. Bangpur then closed in their run chase 113 for 3, with Mahmudul Hassan and Simon Ahmed, the undefeated batsmen. In Chittagong Division 8 was Mahbubul Kareem and Nafis Iqbal, who knocked off 133 of the 295 runs they need to beat Barisal Division, by the time stumps were pulled on day 3. Kareem was the aggressor and ended on 79, Nafis is 34. Barisal early prolonged their second innings to 276, thanks to contributions from their lower order. Mohammed Yunus and Yasin Arafat both ended with 5 wicket hauls.